What up, Lion Gang? Man, I discovered something mind-blowing, astonishing today that I had to, after so many weeks of not being on the podcast, man, I had to get on here and share this with you guys. Did you know that if you smile more often for no reason, your face will get stuck like that and you get happy all the time for absolutely no reason? And then that's when you start to realize that there's always a reason to smile and be happy, even if the no reason is no reason. All right, let me break that down for you guys who are kind of confused right now. Like, what did you just say? Think of yourself just going throughout the day, right? Maybe you started the day with an L, some bad shit happened, you spilled some coffee on yourself, you woke up late, there's traffic, you woke up to some text from somebody that just pissed you off, man. And then that leads to that first initial RBF. For those of you guys who don't know what that stands for, it's called a resting bitch face. Maybe you know what this is when you go to the grocery store and you're like, man, that person just looks angry. And then you might know a couple people you see all the time that just fucking look like that all the time. So for those people, kind of categorize that expression as a resting bitch face, aka RBF. So maybe you have been a victim to this RBF syndrome before. I know I have. I know I've gone throughout the day some days, sometimes a lot of days, sometimes weeks in a row where, man, I just got that RBF on my face and my nephew, my nieces, just nothing could get me to smile on those days, right? Because I'm stuck like that. So I started testing a theory maybe 2, maybe 3 years ago because I was sick of being angry all the time, man. I was like, dude, no way. I see some of these. And you know what's crazy? When you have RBF syndrome, happy people piss you off, man. You're just, how are you happy all the time? Why are you always smiling? It's like you think it's fake or you think they're soft. You know, something's wrong with them. This guy looks stupid. I used to literally tell people, I'd be like, why don't you smile more often? I'd be like, what do you think? I'm stupid? I'm just smile for no fucking reason. And then I started testing a theory, man, because it was probably around that COVID time when I was going through that like deep depression in my life. It was a pivotal moment in my life, the way it is for a lot of you guys, probably those COVID times. What a time to be alive. That was about the time where I was like, you know what? Every time I get in my car, I'm driving and I just notice I got this like grin on my face. I was like, let me try just smiling like a dummy while I drive for no reason. Someone look at my car, they'd be like, man, this guy's got to be stoned or something. Just driving down 696 with a big ass smile on for no reason. And then I started to feel a little bit happier. And I'm looking around and I'm like, man, these fucking clouds look beautiful today. I'm like, the sky is so blue. And then that's when you start to realize like, oh shit, actually, there's probably a lot of things I should smile for. There's probably is a reason. And I don't even have to like dig that deep to find a reason to smile, to be happy. Now, here's the thing. You don't have to dig that deep to find a reason to be pissed off, irritated, annoyed, negative, doubtful, discouraged. You don't have to look far at all. The thing is, they're both right in front of you. Completely up to you. Which one you want to focus on, where you want to put your energy, where you want to be pulled towards, right? Because those energies, they got like a force field around them. It's like gravity. It's going to pull you in, man. So if you focus on the negative, that shit's going to pull you in and it's going to multiply inside of you. And then you just become negative. And then you pass that motherfucker on to the next person. Now, if you focus on the positive, that's got its own gravitational pull. That's going to pull you in too. It's going to pull you in, man, make you all fuzzy inside, make you realize a bunch of shit. Like, why was I so upset, man? I should have been nicer to that person earlier today. And start to realize all the blessings around you, right? So I'm going to say that statement again that I dropped earlier. Some knowledge for you guys. They say, if you smile more for no reason, your face will get stuck like that. Then you get happy all the time. And you realize there's always a reason to smile and be happy, even if the reason is no reason. All right, so next time you guys meditate, I want you to close your eyes, get real comfortable, And then the hardest part about meditation is what? Quiet your mind and relax your muscles. So this is when I started to realize, right? I would go into my meditation, getting all cozy, all dark, by my meditation music on. And then I'm like closing my eyes and I'm trying so hard to like block out all of the thoughts, the negative emotions, whatever it is going through my mind, stress. And finally, I felt like, okay, like, you know, the seas are calm. Anytime I meditate, I think of like a sea, and either there's like a bunch of waves crashing up against each other, or it's just smooth, serene. Like you could throw a pebble in there and see every single ripple, right? So my goal is always like when I go into the meditation, it's that crazy ocean. Like that's what we deal with all day, every day. And then I try to just calm that sea down to the point where you could see the ripples of a leaf fall into the pond, right? So finally, once I get there, I'm in my meditation. Everything is calm. Everything is quiet. I'm thinking to myself, like, man, I still feel tense. I feel tense. So I loosen up all the limbs in my body, right? My arms are loose. And you literally feel like your leg will drop an extra inch or your shoulder will sink into the floor an extra inch. And you're like, oh, I thought I loosened those muscles already. But then you realize you really shut them off and then they just melt into the ground, right? And then the final step for this, for me usually, is like my face. And I always heard that, you know, it takes more muscles in your face to frown than it does to smile. And I never believed that because, you know, I would kind of walk around, go about my days with this grin on my face. And I was like, well, it doesn't feel like I'm using that many muscles. I work out every day. I don't feel myself using any muscles right now to keep this mean mug on my face, right? Until you quiet the mind. You're in that serene environment, right? The pond is nice and calm. Everything's chill. And then you start to notice all these little things. Keep in mind, your eyes are closed. All your senses are heightened. You could feel everything in your body, right? So now everything in my body is loose. Everything in my mind is calm. Finally, the final piece of this puzzle is like, I feel my face. I kind of feel it tensing up. But I just slowly start to loosen my face up. And I can literally feel the skin in my nose will just like, it'll just loosen up. Everything in my face just starts to loosen up. And that's when I started to realize, holy shit, there are a bunch of muscles in my face that are actually caused by stress, caused by maybe sadness or anger or whatever it is. Your face can get stuck like that, right? And when you're going into the meditation, you're trying so hard to quiet everything that maybe your facial muscles start to tense up. But once you can finally quiet the mind, you relax all the muscles in your body. To me, like that face, that's the final step. And once you can relax all the muscles in that face, you kind of calm them down, right? We get rid of those muscles in the face that cause that tension. The eyebrows kind of grin together, right? Maybe you got a little bit of frown in the mouth, that RBF syndrome a little bit. And then once you loosen everything up, that's when the softest smile will come on your face because you found peace. So now throughout the day, I always try to check myself. And this is something that I learned from a book called Total Meditation by my man Deepak Chopra. Some amazing books, some amazing podcasts if you never heard about him. And he'll teach you about mindfulness. But something I learned from him is total meditation isn't always about going up next to a river, getting your meditation pillow, getting your headphones on, you know, lighting some incense. We don't always have the opportunity to do that. And honestly, the times where you're going to need mindfulness, the times where you're going to need meditation most is going to be like in the middle of the day, in between meetings, or maybe it's in the beginning of the day, like when you just dropped your kids off to school and somebody just cut you off and you're fucking pissed, man. And you're like, you know what? Let me meditate so I don't get out of my car and whoop some ass right now. So those are the moments where we have to be able to tap into that meditative mindset with a snap of a finger, where we can just snap into it. We shouldn't have to have all of these controlled variables to go into that total meditation. And it's good to have that. So sometimes you could go into like a deep meditation, set a real good intention for the next day or for the next year. However, throughout the day, we have to constantly check ourselves, be mindful of our emotions, of our facial expressions, and how that affects our overall mindset and how we project that onto others. All right. Because remember, energy, it's got its own gravitational pull. And once you get into that energy, you are energy. So you are naturally going to either push, pull people away from you. You're either going to, if somebody's trying to be positive and you're negative, two magnets don't fucking connect. Actually, I think they do connect when they're opposite. Let me look this up really quick before I say something fucking stupid. ChatGPT, yes, negative and positive magnets attract. However, in the form of energy, it is my belief that the same shit attracts the same shit. So two negative people are going to want to be together. Two negative people are going to find more negative shit to be negative about. Two positive people want to be around each other. And two positive people are going to attract more positive shit. Now, with that being said, guys, if you feel that negative energy coming off of someone, it is our job as humans. We need to uplift each other. Like, that's why I'm in this business. That's why I want to be a coach. Someone walks into my gym on some negative bullshit, I'm like, what? What do you mean? You got so much to be happy about. You're here. You're working out. Do you know how many people don't have their health, don't have the luxury, the blessing to be able to lift these weights today? And you have the opportunity to do that. You have a healthy heart. What, you got a roof over your head? You live in one of the best countries in the world. You know how blessed you are? So it's my job to uplift those people. And when I'm being a fucking negative Nancy, I like to find positive shit to uplift me. So I guess the rules of magnetism don't really align with anything that I said, but you get the point. When you're negative, you're going to tend to lean towards more negative shit, attract more negative shit, until you make a conscious decision to be like, you know what? I have an RBF syndrome right now. I'm being negative. I'm going to just smile for no reason while I drive today. And all of a sudden, that smile is going to attract someone else's smile. And then you got two people smiling at each other. And then they attract more good shit throughout the day, right? So you can see both sides of this, guys. You got to choose what route you want to take. You want to be a negative Nancy, or you want to be positive Pat and just uplift everybody around you. So that's all I wanted to share with you guys today. Really good message that kind of hit me while I was driving today, while I was just driving down the highway with a big old smile on my face for no damn reason. And you know what? That's okay. So when you guys hit the road today on your way to work, don't forget to put a motherfucking smile on, all right? And do it proud, and don't feel like you're stupid, right? Don't feel like you need a reason to do it. You do it for no reason, and you make everybody smile around you, all right? I'll see you guys in the next episode.